Officials at Delaware State University say they hope members of Congress approve funding for historically black colleges and universities soon. Congress failed to meet a September 30th deadline to pass legislation giving minority institutions $255 million over the next 2 years. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander objected to the bill passed by the House. The bill would send $85 million to HBCUs, including nearly $900,000 to DSU. University spokesman Carlos Holmes says that's needed federal funding for fiscal year 2021.
We're at a holding point right now with the Future Act, but we're hopeful that reason will prevail and this bill will go on to the Senate and get some proper consideration from them.
Holmes says DSU plans to use the funding on its STEM program, upgrades to classrooms and labs, and improving library services. The U.S. Department of Education told senators it has enough money to cover HBCUs through this fiscal year. Alexander wants to update the Higher Education Act before he retires next year, but officials from the United Negro College Fund argue HBCU funding shouldn't be used as the catalyst for that. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.